Oh my goodness, it is 9:08 and it's time for Center Stage. My goodness, I miss you when I'm not here at 7 o'clock, but being here with you even starting at 9:08 is just fine. How are you? I hope you are all doing well. This is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And we've got a great show lined up for you, so let's jump right into it. Of course, our guest, Aaron Lavelle, is joining us first. He is the artistic director of something that I've never heard of before. It's called Art Shanty Projects, artsshantyproject.org. And I'm learning a little bit about this. I've never heard of it. Welcome, Aaron. Aaron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can finally hear you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I have never heard of you guys, and I'm really excited. There was so much information to go through, and I was like, why didn't I know about this? So tell me, I understand that you guys get a ton of people that come to this big event every year.
Yeah, we do. You know, we started from really humble beginnings way back in 2004 with just a pair of artists making a shanty on a lake and making art in it. And fast forward, we get like 28,000 people to celebrate winter and joy and be on a frozen lake with us.
You know, joy is part of my name. Not really, but I feel like it is. So to hear you say that, I mean, it's amazing. I started looking at 2020 and 2022 to see what it was like. It's amazing. How many artists are preparing for this right now?
Well, we've got 18 shanty groups and 22 performance groups, but each one of those is a team. You know, they're collaborating on something. So it's kind of hard to track, but it's probably over 200 artists putting this together.
So how many did you say? Did you say 200?
Yeah, roughly.
When do you sleep, Aaron? When do you sleep?
You know, I'm a bit of a night owl, so here we are.
Right. Well, it's incredible. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is a lot to put together, but it is, like, the word joy just keeps coming back. It is a community event. It's people powered. It's made by people for people. So I'm happy to introduce it to you and to your listeners.
Well, I tell you, as I was trying to figure it all out, I was so excited to hear about the type of shanties there will be this year. There are performers that ice skate. There are performers that dance. I mean, you have a little bit of everything for everyone. Are you the one in charge that decides what comes through this year, what will actually happen?
Yeah, I'm the artistic director, so it's all part of the work I do. But we do assemble a panel of jurors every year, and it's different people every year. So folks have to submit proposals for their, you know, the winter project of their dreams. And then I work with jurors to read them and decide what gets to happen.
Oh, my goodness. You are definitely the one in charge. Okay, so James Ori, let me get this right. Ori Ona is joining us as well, and also Nick Knutson. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
All right, James, let's start with you. I was just talking to Aaron, and of course, I'm really fascinated by what you guys do. And there's so many unusual names of everything that you do. I know one part of the event this year is ice cold jazz. So there's ice period, cold period, jazz period. And I loved it. As soon as I started looking it up, who's in charge of that one?
I am not part. Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
That's American Ice Theater. That's the ice skating group. They were with us last year and applied again. But our pal James with us is doing the Froga project, which is frozen yoga.
Frozen yoga. Let me just take that in, Aaron, for a minute. Okay, James, how in the world do you do frozen yoga? How do you do that?
Well, I am an avid winter lover. I wear shorts year-round, so it starts there by getting my body prepared to be out on the lake and hold yoga. But for folks who join, folks can dress however they see fit, and pants is probably preferred, with snow boots and a snow pants and a nice warm coat. We have mats out there, and I lead you through yoga. What makes this a little bit special is not only are you led through yoga, but there's also a social justice component to it, related to environmental justice and racial justice that we bring in. So not only are you getting yoga, the physical part, but getting more of what the true essence of yoga is, which is more than just the physical practice. So you get to move, get warm a little bit, and then you get to connect with the folks around you and take a little something home with you, something that you may have not have known, or you were able to meet someone who you have never met before. So building community.
That is really cool. I want you to know that I am a big, beautiful black woman, and I tried to get myself some yoga one time. I twisted myself so bad I could barely hop out of the place. So I just need you to know, when you are on ice, that's a whole nother ball game, right?
It is a whole nother ball game, but at the same time, you have your shoes on. You can use the mat. I think you can use the mat, but I prefer probably not to use the mat, because using what you have, what the creator gave us, is just good enough, and that will keep you stable. So you don't have to worry about slipping or falling. You just move to your body's content, and if your body says no, you don't go.
Okay, good enough. Let's go over to Nick Knutson. He's a shanty artist with Boombox and Boombox shaped shanty featuring live bands and DJs. Welcome, Nick. And by the way, the shanties are so fantastic from 2020 and 2022. I can't wait to see what you're going to do for 2023.
Yeah, thank you. This is my third year doing a shanty, and it is also, again, in the theme of being a music venue shanty in the village. The first year I was running kind of a nightclub situation with a light up dance floor. The following year we didn't do anything, but 2022 we did the Rock Box, which was kind of a smaller version of what we're doing this year, where we have bands come out on the ice with all their gear, well, as much as they can fit inside the shanty, and perform a show for the people on the ice. Yeah, that's kind of what we're about.
I think it's awesome. And by the way, I looked up the word shanty to make sure that I understood how this is being used in the name or title of this website. And it says a shanty is a small, crudely built shack, a small house usually made from pieces of wood, metal, or cardboard in which poor people live, especially on the edge of the city. Why this particular name, Aaron? Why? Tell me why it's
great. That is a great question. You know, we really borrow from ice fishing culture. And so a lot of folks out on the frozen lake that are fishing call their shacks ice shanties. And, you know, the real traditional ones are crudely made out of materials that are easy to get. Some people do sleep in them in a really interesting environment. I've done it once myself. I haven't done it again. But, you know, we're playing off that ice fishing culture and a shanty without the fishing part. Nobody's out there fishing. But making these temporary structures to exist in a new context and environment together.
Okay, so Nick, what happens to the shanty after this event is over?
Sometimes I like to see if anyone wants to take the shanty home with them. We did have a short stay at Springboard for the Arts in St. Paul. But after that, it went back to my studio, for the rest of the year, which was fine because I needed to use it again and actually built onto it, further to make it bigger.
Well, I just think it's amazing what you guys are doing.
Yeah, thank you. We like to, reuse materials, within the shanty community. It's an important part of the project.
Yeah, there's a lot of material trading going on, you know, passing of pieces over the years.
And of course, the Ice Garden, I think it's called, it's just amazing. And all of this is happening where and when?
It's on Badai Uma, which is also known as Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis, January 21st through February 12th. We're open only during daytime hours from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the weekends.
On the ice.
Yeah, on the ice.
On the ice.
On the lake. Yeah.
God bless you. You still have your toes?
Yes.
Just thought I'd ask. And I love that you guys put a lot of what happens during the year online so that we can also look and see what the shanties look like and what the artists are doing is really quite remarkable. I've never heard of it before. I can't promise you I will come, but I promise you I will absolutely look back to see all that you presented this year. So again, give us the dates, give us the time, and give us where to go. So where is it?
Yeah, it's on Bidet Umah Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis, January 21st through February 12th. Only on the weekends, though, Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 4. You can stop by and look around when we're not open, but sort of the unique aspect is everything's interactive. So when we're open, you get to be creative and make art alongside folks.
And will it be easy for people to find you on the ice at Lake Harriet?
Yeah, if you know where the band shell is, that will orient you. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Erin, James, and Nick, thank you so much for joining me tonight. This is unusual. I will learn more about who you are and what you are doing. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Jalen.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, you guys. All right, everyone. The next coming up is Adam Levy. And if you don't know who he is quite a songwriter. He has been in the business of singing and performing and writing and doing so much more in his life. He's been a teacher and so much more. So Adam Levy is a band member from a group called Turn, 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 and they're going to be joining us next. Yeah, I like it already. Welcome back, everyone. Our next guest is Adam Levy. And of course, he's a band member from the group Turn, 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 if I'm not mistaken. And they have this song that you're listening to right now, which I think is really cool. I had a chance to listen to it earlier, and it's called New Rays from an Old Sun. I just love that title of the song. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't seen you in so long, dude.
I know. Go ahead.
Well, I remember when you and I were on TPT together. I think it was a special program, and it was so great to be in your company, and just it went very smooth. I love the whole ambiance of it all, and I'm just wondering, how are you doing since then? I know you have become a teacher for a while and so much more.
Yeah, life is busy, and this new record is really exciting. Kind of all of the noise that's happening, it press and media stuff that's happening. It's exciting. You know, you make a baby like this, and you release it to the world, and you never know how people will respond to it. You know, did I make something good? I have no idea.
Yeah, you did.
It's nice to see the reaction. You know.
Yeah, I haven't heard all the songs, of course, just that one. But boy, that kind of hit me. You know, it reminded me of the 1970s. So that was my time. Okay, so I really like it a lot. So you've got this big event coming up, and this is January 20th at the Dakota with Lamar. Who is Lamar? Is that the name of the group or no?
Interestingly enough, it's both the group and the singer, the individual. The dude, the songwriter, goes under the name Lamar, and kind of a cool, I don't know how you describe it, sort of like a folky soul singer, and he's just really cool.
Folky soul singer. That's a whole nother genre right there, dude.
Right.
So you got to turn me on to that. Know, like, I have got to hear it.
I think of Bill Withers, you know, like that's like funky folk soul, you know, like that kind of vibe, sort of.
And I know. Yeah, now I got you. Now, this event is coming up on the 20th at the Dakota. That's located at 1010 Nicollet Mall. And, of course, it's 5:30 p.m. The doors open, but the show begins at 7. All ages are able to be there. And I'm surprised to see that. I kind of looked at your whole list of songs, which was quite remarkable, I must say. You have Stranger in a Strange Land, Powder, Hymn of the Hater. Tell me about Hymn of the Hater.
Well, I mean, really, the record is, to me, like the songs that I wrote are kind of chronicling this era that we're finding ourselves in, which is a really politically charged, complicated time. And Hymn of the Hater is a song about, white nationalist folks who... have the intention of kind of changing the world and turning the clock back in the United States. And And I don't know, you know, on the one hand, you can be really angry with folks who believe in these things, but then there's also complex reasons why people gravitate towards these really dangerous ideas.
Right. And of course, you have so many other songs that I'm so curious about. I wish we had more time together. I will say that there's one called Dopamine Blues and If You're Gonna Leave Me and Towards the Light, Acceleration Dreams. I want the album. I want to hear it myself. And I hope you're going to perform your heart out, because usually this is what you do. And this is, again, happening on January 20th at the Dakota, which is downtown Minneapolis, right off of 10th and Nicollet Mall. 7 p.m. the show starts, and all ages are can come to it. And oh, by the way, it's $25 in advance and $30 at the door. All you have to do for more information is go to turnturnturnmpls.com or go to dakotacooks.com. And I hope I get to see you again and hear you perform soon.
Yeah,
hear you perform, because you can sing and you can write.
I've enjoyed playing with your brother over the years too, so maybe we'll be able to make music together sometime.
I sure hope so. You take care of yourself, Adam. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Take care. My goodness, I've known him for a long time. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with our next guest soon. Oh, it's the man in black. That's right, Johnny Cash. And playing this role is Jay Ernest, and he knows all about Johnny Cash and the Get Locked Up Folsom Prison experience. Let me say it again. The Johnny Cash in the Get Locked Up Folsom Prison experience. And if you don't know what it is, there's a big show coming up, and I want to tell you all about it. The show is coming to the Ames Center in Burnsville. It is beautiful. For one night on January 13th, that's around the corner, exactly 55 years to the day that Cash performed two shows live for inmates inside the California prison. So really, Jay had a chance to really look at this and say, this is the right time to talk about it. I agree, Jay, and welcome to CCO.
Thank you, Geraldine.
I appreciate it. My goodness, talking about prison, this whole story. Now, this is a story that's been talked about for years, correct?
Correct. It was one of his major albums that he did, but it was also instrumental in reviving his career in the late 60s.
My goodness. What is it like playing his role, playing his thoughts, playing his voice, all of it, his character?
Well, in this particular, this musical that we put together, I get to be on stage and playing the part of Johnny Cash. Now, the feeling, just set it up a little bit more. When the audience comes in there, it's, you're no longer just a member of the audience. You are now an inmate at Folsom Prison. We kind of have an immersion style. And when I come out and I say, hello, I'm Johnny Cash, and you get that visceral reaction from the audience cheering for Johnny Cash, you almost feel like the audience wants my character to be Johnny Cash. So it's a very unreal kind of experience being up there playing the role of Johnny Cash. But I tell you, it is part of storytelling, and I think it's a very important story to portray Johnny Cash's career, what he went through, and his iconic character.
Tell me who this show is for. Is it? I know it's for adults, of course, teenagers probably. But what about children? What mm-hmm. age would you say you stop at?
Oh, I think 13, 14 around there. It's not really, you know, we don't do a lot of cussing, or, you know, there's not a lot of adult themes in there. But I mean, it's still set in a prison. So I think, you know, I think that age would work out fine. But I like to think that it's very open and inclusive.
Inclusive, my goodness. I know that Johnny Cash was one of those spirits who was able to really connect with people. How have you accomplished that on stage? Has it been difficult?
No. There's just a lot of research that went into what Johnny Cash was going through at this particular moment in time. We listen to the record, of course, the Folsom Prison Experience record, but there's also a longer record of it. There's what they call the legendary record, which is 3 hours long. It pretty much goes through the both the performances that happened in 1968 on January 13th. And you get to hear the in-betweens when Johnny Cash is talking to the band and maybe having some interactions with the inmates, and also what he did. He brought one of the inmates on stage and performed one of his songs. And I guess what happened is about 2 weeks before Johnny Cash got there, an inmate called Glenn Shirley wrote him some lyrics and some music, and then Johnny Cash performed that song for the inmates. And it was just a very special moment for him.
Wow. Incredible. And of course, the cast alone, it's not just you and the band. You also have Kat Perkins as June Carter, correct?
That is correct.
She's wonderful, by the way.
She's wonderful. She just does a fantastic job. When we approached her to be a part of this, we asked her first, like, would you be interested? And she was over the moon excited. She has performed as an actress in Medora, at the Medora Musical out there in North mm-hmm. Dakota. And, of course, her music career is just so going very well for her, but she hasn't had a chance to do much of the acting anymore. So she embraced it as a brand new challenge. And I tell you what, she just does this fantastic job. She really embodies what it was to be June, that character, that warm and funny character that she is. And when she brings to the stage doing the June thing is just very incredible.
Yeah, I think she's remarkable. You also have actor Dan Hopman as the warden and Ryan Maddox as Hugh Cherry, actor Ryan Nelson as Edward, as the lead guard members from the Hitchville band. Matt, is his name Neefy? Did I get that right?
Matt Neefy,
thank you. Yep. Christopher, Mike Johnson as the Statler brothers. My goodness, this is a big event that is happening at the Ames Center. I didn't realize how many were actually involved in the piece. So it's not just the music, it's not just stories. This is real. You are reenacting this prison experience.
Yes, my good friend Tom Pickard and I, over the what we call the COVID break, when a lot of us musicians weren't able to play shows anymore, we got together and penned this musical. And it's something we've been talking about for years, and we were very excited to put it together. But I tell you, when we got together and started reading what was happening in Johnny Cash's career, listening to those records, we started writing the script and the plot, and it just started rolling out, and it would be super exciting to create a brand new piece. Now we have the Statler brothers there. That's the Hitchville boys that come out. They do the Statler brothers. Of course, we have June, and we have a guy that plays like Carl Perkins, who comes out and does a couple songs at the very beginning. Dan Hopman plays the warden, who is the antagonist, and the audience loves to boo him because he is not a very nice fella. And we have Ryan Maddox, of course, who plays the part of Hugh Cherry. Now, Hugh Cherry is a real person, and he was the MC of the night at January 13th when Johnny Cash played Folsom Prison. So he would be the guy that came out and introduced the Statler brothers, would talk between songs, encourage the inmates to get excited about the show, that kind of thing. So we wrote scripts for everybody. And I would say it's about 70% music, 30% drama. But I think you don't even have to be a Johnny Cash fan to really enjoy what's happening here. I think there is something for everyone, a lot of great music, and a plot that goes all the way through to a big surprise ending.
Well, tell us where people can get tickets.
You can get tickets at FolsomPrisonExperience.com. It's our website, and we have all the links there to catch our show, which is coming up this upcoming mm-hmm. Friday on January 13th, which is the 50th anniversary of that show Johnny Cash played.
How about that? 7:30 p.m. is the show. Ames Center is where it's going to happen. The address is 12600 Nicollet Avenue. Again, that's 12600 Nicollet Avenue in Burnsville. It has been a pleasure having you on again, Jay. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on going even further with this incredible show that you're doing. Well done.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to have the Mr. Stokely. That's what I call him. Stokely, if you don't know who he is, the song that you hear, my opening song about Vibrant, that was Stokely and Snoop Dogg. Oh, my God, I'm so excited he's joining us tonight. Stay tuned. I love it already. By the way, I made a huge mistake as I was introducing him or letting you know who was coming on last in this hour. His name is Brandon Commodore. It is not Brandon Stokely. Forgive me for that. However, he does work with Stokely. And if you have never heard of him, I am telling you, he is a remarkable young man. This show that he is doing at the Ice House will feature the debut of Brandon Commodore's original music that has been in the works and is now ready to be shared with you. And you do not want to miss it. It's called NRG, or we just say energy, and I'm so happy to have him. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Forgive me for screwing that up, man. I called you Brandon Stokely.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
My goodness, January 11th, this is happening. We're talking a few days from now at 8 p.m. at the Ice House. And I know that you have been writing songs for a while. You've been working with other artists, and it has been flowing out of you, I hear. And I just want to know, what does it feel like for you to actually, for the first time, put your music forward?
I really feel blessed. It's an awesome opportunity to you know, just kind of bet on yourself and put yourself out there. You know, I pride myself on being a band guy. Like, I love being in a group, and I'm a collaborator at heart. But, you know, going through the pandemic and spending a lot of time creating by myself, it just kind of opened my ideas up and opened my mind up to just try some different things. And so here we are, January 11th. It's time to get to it.
Did you write all of the songs you are presenting?
No, I will also do, you know, probably two or three songs that are just some songs that I've always wanted to play. Yeah. But everything else will be songs that I've written.
Yeah. See, that's me. I'm the same way. That's awesome. I love songwriters. I am. Oh, it's the man in black. That's right. Johnny Cash. And playing this role is Jay Ernest, and he knows all about Johnny Cash and the Get Locked Up Folsom Prison experience. Let me say it again. The Johnny Cash in the Get Locked Up Folsom Prison experience. And if you don't know what it is, there's a big show coming up, and I want to tell you all about it. The show is coming to the Ames Center in Burnsville. It is beautiful. For one night on January 13th, that's around the corner, exactly 55 years to the day that Cash performed two shows live for inmates inside the California prison. So really, Jay had a chance to really look at this and say, this is the right time to talk about it. I agree, Jay, and welcome to CCO.
Thank you, Geraldine.
I appreciate it. My goodness, talking about prison, this whole story. Now, this is a story that's been talked about for years, correct?
Correct. It was one of his major albums that he did, but it was also instrumental in reviving his career in the late 60s.
My goodness. What is it like playing his role, playing his thoughts, playing his voice, all of it, his character?
Well, in this musical that we put together, I get to be on stage and playing the part of Johnny Cash. Now, the feeling, to set it up a little bit more, when the audience comes in there, you're no longer just a member of the audience. You are now an inmate at Folsom Prison. We kind of have an immersion style. And when I come out and I say, hello, I'm Johnny Cash, and you get that visceral reaction from the audience cheering for Johnny Cash, you almost feel like the audience wants my character to be Johnny Cash. So it's a very unreal kind of experience being up there playing the role of Johnny Cash. But I tell you, it is it is part of storytelling, and I think it's a very important story to portray Johnny Cash's career, what he went through, and his iconic character.
Tell me who this show is for. Is it? I know it's for adults, of course, teenagers probably, but what about children? What mm-hmm. age would you say you stop at?
Oh, I think 13, 14 around there. It's not really, you know, we don't do a lot of cussing or, you know, there's not a lot of adult themes in there. But I mean, it's still set in a prison. So I think, you know, I think that age would work out fine. But I like to think that it's very open and inclusive.
Inclusive, my goodness. I know that Johnny Cash was one of those spirits who was able to really connect with people. How have you accomplished that on stage? Has it been difficult?
No. There's just a lot of research that went into what Johnny Cash was going through at this particular moment in time. We listened to the record, of course, the Folsom Prison Experience record, but there's also a longer record of it. There's what they call the legendary record, which is 3 hours long. It pretty much goes through both the performances that happened in 1968 on January 13th. And you get to hear the in-betweens when Johnny Cash is talking to the band and maybe having some interactions with the inmates. And also what he did, he brought one of the inmates on stage and performed one of his songs. And I guess what happened is about 2 weeks before Johnny Cash got there, an inmate called Glenn Shirley wrote him some lyrics and some music, and then Johnny Cash performed that song for the inmates. And it was just a very special moment for him.
Wow. Incredible. And of course, the cast alone, it's not just you and the band. You also have Kat Perkins as June Carter, correct?
That is correct.
She's wonderful, by the way.
She's wonderful. She just does a fantastic job. When we approached her to be a part of this, we asked her first, like, would you be interested? And she was over the moon excited. She has performed as an actress in Medora, at the Medora Musical out there in North mm-hmm. Dakota. And, of course, her music career is just so going very well for her, but she hasn't had a chance to do much of the acting anymore. So she embraced it as a brand-new challenge. And I tell you what, she just does this fantastic job. She really embodies what it was to be June, that character, that warm and funny character that she is. And when she brings to the stage doing the June thing is just very incredible.
Yeah, I think she's remarkable. You also have actor Dan Hopman as the warden and mm-hmm. Ryan Maddox as Hugh Cherry, actor Ryan Nelson as Edward, as the lead guard members from the Hitchville band. Matt, is his name Neefy? Did I get that right?
Matt
Neefy? Neef, thank you.
Yep.
Christopher, Mike Johnson, as the Statler brothers. My goodness, this is a big event that is happening at the Ames Center. I didn't realize how many were actually involved in the piece. So it's not just the music, it's not just stories. This is real. You are reenacting this prison experience.
Yes, my good friend Tom Pickard and I, over the what we call the COVID break, when a lot of us musicians weren't able to play shows anymore, we got together and penned this musical. And it's something we've been talking about for years, and we were very excited to put it together. But I tell you, when we got together and started reading what was happening in Johnny Cash's career, listening to those records, we started writing the script and the plot, and it just started rolling out, and it would be super exciting to create a brand new piece. Now we have the Statler brothers there. That's the Hitchville boys that come out. They do the Statler brothers. Of course, we have mm-hmm. June, and we have a guy that plays like Carl Perkins, who comes out and does a couple songs at the very beginning. Dan Hopman plays the warden, who's the antagonist, and the audience loves to boo him because he is not a very nice fella. And we have Ryan Maddox, of course, who plays the part of Hugh Cherry. Now, Hugh Cherry is a real person, and he was the MC of the night at January 13th when Johnny Cash played Folsom Prison. So he would be the guy that came out and introduced the Statler brothers, would talk between songs, encourage the inmates to get excited about the show, that kind of thing. So we wrote scripts for everybody. And I would say it's about 70% music, 30% drama. But I think you don't even have to be a Johnny Cash fan to really enjoy what's happening here. I think there is something for everyone, a lot of great music, and a plot that goes all the way through to a big surprise ending.
Well, tell us where people can get tickets.
You can get tickets at FolsomPrisonExperience.com. It's our website, and we have all the links there to catch our show, which is coming up this upcoming mm-hmm. Friday on January 13th, which is the 50th anniversary of that show Johnny Cash played.
How about that? 7:30 p.m. is the show. Ames Center is where it's going to happen. The address is 12600 Nicollet Avenue. Again, that's 12600 Nicollet Avenue in Burnsville. It has been a pleasure having you on again, Jay. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on going even further with this incredible show that you're doing. Well done.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to have the Mr. Stokely. That's what I call him. Stokely, if you don't know who he is, the song that you hear, my opening song about Vibrant, that was Stokely and Snoop Dogg. Oh, my God, I'm so excited he's joining us tonight. Stay tuned. I love it already. By the way, I made a huge mistake as I was introducing him or letting you know who was coming on last in this hour. His name is Brandon Commodore. It is not Brandon Stokely. Forgive me for that. However, he does work with Stokely. And if you have never heard of him, I am telling you, he is a remarkable young man. This show that he is doing at the Ice House will feature the debut of Brandon Commodore's original music that has been in the works and is now ready to be shared with you. And you do not want to miss it. It's called NRG, or we just say energy, and I'm so happy to have him. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Forgive me for screwing that up, man. I called you Brandon Stokely.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
My goodness, January 11th, this is happening. We're talking a few days from now at 8 p.m. at the Ice House. And I know that you have been writing songs for a while. You've been working with other artists, and it has been flowing out of you, I hear. And I just want to know, what does it feel like for you to actually, for the first time, put your music forward?
I really feel blessed. It's an awesome opportunity to just kind of bet on yourself and put yourself out there. I pride myself on being a band guy. Like, I love being in a group, and I'm a collaborator at heart. But, going through the pandemic and spending a lot of time creating by myself, it just kind of opened my ideas up and opened my mind up to just try some different things. And so here we are, January 11th. It's time to get to it.
Did you write all of the songs you are presenting?
No, I will also do, probably two or three songs that are just some songs that I've always wanted to play. Yeah. But everything else will be songs that I've written.
Yeah, see, that's me. I'm the same way. That's awesome. I love songwriters. I am not one, although I do try. But everyone else in the family, the Steels, they all write. And I'm just wondering, has that been a challenge for you? You've been working on some original songs for a little while. Has it been a challenge?
Yeah, 100%. You go through the ebbs and flows where sometimes you're super creative, sometimes you're really not, and then you have to prioritize family and other responsibilities and travel and all that stuff. So it can be very difficult to stay in the groove and to stay in the creative process in the ways that, you might hope to. But, I'm just glad that I finally am at a place where I just feel ready. I feel ready to go ahead and do it.
Are you there? Oh, my goodness. I believe we lost him. Okay, we're going to get him back. I do want to let you know that The Sounds of Blackness is one of the groups, the Grammy Award winner, three-time Grammy Award winners, The Sounds of Blackness. He has played with them for many years. Not only them, but also Mint Condition. Do you guys remember Mint Condition? They were just legendary. It was amazing. He was 10 years with them as their drummer, followed by the co-creation of Ice House favorite, hashtag MPLS. And now he is the music director for Stokely and the VU, or VU. And I am telling you, if you haven't heard this drummer, he is wonderful. He has a great, sweet, beautiful spirit. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's got that vibe. And we have some great drummers in this state, particularly in the Twin Cities. And it's remarkable how far Brandon has come. And for him to present his music, his original music, that is a big deal. Okay, so just give me a little idea. Give me two titles of two of the songs you've written so I can look it up and try to make sure if I can't get to the Ice House. Like, is it sold out yet?
Nope, not sold out yet. No, we still got some tickets left, and we're looking to hopefully get rid of those in the next few days.
Oh, for real, you will. You know that you will. Is there anything that you have found in writing these songs? Were you ever afraid? Were you ever at that point where you said, okay, I've been working hard on this. Am I sure? Did you challenge yourself? Did you question yourself?
Yeah, every time. Anytime I sit down to try to write something, I'm always in my head about, well, because, you know, as I'm sure you have experienced as well, like, we know so many talented people who do other things. And so it's hard for me to make a song and play keyboard when I know so many talented pianists. Or it's hard for me to write lyrics when I know so many talented lyricists. So I get in my head and I get insecure in those ways. But it's just time to push all that aside now. I just got to do it.
That's right. That's why you king right now, dude. This is your kingdom. And I'm really, really happy for you. Because when that when the music comes out of you, that's it. You deal with it or you don't. And I know you deal with it. So congratulations to you. This is happening on Wednesday, January 11th at 8 p.m. at Ice House, right off of 25th and Nicollet Avenue South. You can't miss it. Well, you got to look and see because it's a little behind another building, but it is worth finding where you will be. When this is done, what do you believe will happen to you? Sometimes people say their first show of their own writing, that it scares them or it changes them. Do you expect it to change you?
I don't know that I necessarily expect it to change me, but I do hope and I believe that it will push me to do more. It'll just kind of give me a little bit more comfort and a little bit more confidence. So I'm already planning some more shows in the future, and I want to, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do the show, too, was just kind of test out the music, right? So once right. I get a couple shows with the live element, with people in the room and everything like that, and really get a feel for the songs, and then I'm just going to go and finish recording them that way and then try to put out a project.
As soon as my show is over with tonight, I'm going to go and get tickets. So I really, really want to see this show. $12 in advance, $15 day of show, 6 p.m. The doors open, but 8 p.m. is showtime. 8 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
On January 11th. Have a great time. I expect to see you. If I don't get to see you after the show, just know that I'll be praying for you, thinking about you, and loving you all the way, just like your family does. So take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
Going and get it
you
done, dude.
You.
Take care.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That is Minnesota's own Brandon Commodore. Energy or NRG. Wednesday, January 11th at 8 p.m. All right. It's almost time for us to go, isn't it, Jonathan? My goodness, as we wrap up. I want to let everyone know that I will be singing at the Dakota on the 16th. That is MLK Day. And I'm doing a concert at 7 p.m. at the Dakota. My brother Fred will be at Crooner's on the 15th. That's Sunday, MLK Sunday. And that will be 6:30 p.m. at Crooner's. So come check us out. One at Crooner's, one at Dakota. All right. It's been a pleasure having you with us tonight. Jonathan, if you love drummers, let me tell you, dude, go check Brandon out. He is one of the best in this state. Seriously. Go check it out. That's all I'm saying.
I will see what I can do.
All right, coming up next, of course, is the Mom and Michael Hour, but my son is not able to come tonight, and I'm so sorry about that. However, Jonathan and I will have a great time. We got plenty to talk about. Oh, my goodness, we have plenty to talk about. So don't go anywhere. We're going to have some fun in the next hour, and I can't wait to be with you all. Oh, and those that can come to the show, remember, I'm going to give hugs out, and more hugs out at the Dakota on the 16th of this month. I love it already. By the way, I made a huge mistake as I was introducing him or letting you know who was coming on last in this hour. His name is Brandon Commodore. It is not Brandon Stokely. Forgive me for that. However, he does work with Stokely. And if you have never heard of him, I am telling you, he is a remarkable young man. This show that he is doing at the Ice House will feature the debut of Brandon Commodore's original music that has been in the works and is now ready to be shared with you. And you do not want to miss it. It's called NRG, or we just say energy, and I'm so happy to have him. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Forgive me for screwing that up, man. I called you Brandon Stokely.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
My goodness, January 11th, this is happening. We're talking a few days from now at 8 p.m. at the Ice House. And I know that you have been writing songs for a while. You've been working with other artists, and it has been flowing out of you, I hear. And I just want to know, what does it feel like for you to actually, for the first time, put your music forward?
I really feel blessed. It's an awesome opportunity to just kind of bet on yourself and put yourself out there. I pride myself on being a band guy. Like, I love being in a group, and I'm a collaborator at heart. But, going through the pandemic and spending a lot of time creating by myself, it just kind of opened my ideas up and opened my mind up to just try some different things. And so here we are, January 11th. It's time to get to it.
Did you write all of the songs you are presenting?
No, I will also do probably two or three songs that are just some songs that I've always wanted to play. Yeah. But everything else will be songs that I've written.
Yeah, see, that's me. I'm the same way. That's awesome. I love songwriters. I am not one, although I do try. But everyone else in the family, the Steels, they all write. And I'm just wondering, has that been a challenge for you? You've been working on some original songs for a little while. Has it been a challenge?
Yeah, 100%. You go through the ebbs and flows where sometimes you're super creative, sometimes you're really not. And then you have to prioritize family and other responsibilities and travel and all that stuff. So it can be very difficult to stay in the groove and to stay in the creative process in the ways that, you might hope to. But, I'm just glad that I finally am at a place where I just feel ready. I feel ready to go ahead and do it.
Are you there? Oh, my goodness. I believe we lost him. Okay, we're going to get him back. I do want to let you know that The Sounds of Blackness is one of the groups, the Grammy Award winner, three-time Grammy Award winners, The Sounds of Blackness. He has played with them for many years. Not only them, but also Mint Condition. Do you guys remember Mint Condition? They were just legendary. It was amazing. He was 10 years with them as their drummer, followed by the co-creation of Ice House favorite, hashtag MPLS. And now he is the music director for Stokely and the VU, or View. And I am telling you, if you haven't heard this drummer, he is wonderful. He has a great, sweet, beautiful spirit. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's got that vibe. And we have some great drummers in this state, particularly in the Twin Cities. And it's remarkable how far Brandon has come. And for him to present his music, his original music, that is a big deal. Okay, so just give me a little idea. Give me two titles of two of the songs you've written so I can look it up and try to make sure if I can't get to the Ice House. Like, is it sold out yet?
Nope, not sold out yet. No, we still got some tickets left, and we're looking to hopefully get rid of those in the next few days.
Oh, for real. You will. You know that you will. Is there anything that you have found in writing these songs? Were you ever afraid? Were you ever at that point where you said, okay, I've been working hard on this. Am I sure? Did you challenge yourself? Did you question yourself?
Yeah, the whole, you know, every time. Anytime I sit down to try to write something, I'm always in my head about, well, because, you know, as I'm sure you have experienced as well, like, we know so many talented people who do other things. And so it's hard for me to make a song and play keyboard when I know so many talented pianists. Or it's hard for me to write lyrics when I know so many talented lyricists. So I get in my head and I get insecure in those ways, but it's just time to push all that aside now. I just got to do it.
That's right. That's right. You king right now, dude. This is your kingdom. And I'm really, really happy for you. Because when the music comes out of you, that's it. You deal with it or you don't. And I know you deal with it. So congratulations to you. This is happening on Wednesday, January 11th at 8 p.m. at Ice House, right off of 25th and Nicollet Avenue South. You can't miss it. Well, you got to look and see because it's a little behind another building. But it is worth finding where you will be. When this is done, what do you believe will happen to you? Sometimes people say their first show of their own writing, that it scares them or it changes them. Do you expect it to change you?
I don't know that I necessarily expect it to change me, but I do hope and I believe that it will push me to do more. It'll just kind of give me a little bit more comfort and a little bit more confidence. So I'm already planning some more shows in the future, and I want to, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do the show, too, was just kind of test out the music, right? So once I get a couple shows with the live element, with people in the room and everything like that, and really get a feel for the songs, and then I'm just going to go and finish recording them that way and then try to put out a project.
As soon as my show is over with tonight, I'm going to go and get tickets. So I really, really want to see this show. $12 in advance, $15 day of show, 6 p.m. The doors open, but 8 p.m. is showtime. 8 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
On January 11th. Have a great time. I expect to see you. If I don't get to see you after the show, just know that I'll be praying for you, thinking about you, and loving you all the way, just like your family does. So take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
Go on and get it done, dude. Take care.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That is Minnesota's own Brandon Commodore. Energy or NRG. Wednesday, January 11th at 8 p.m. All right. It's almost time for us to go, isn't it, Jonathan? My goodness, as we wrap up. I want to let everyone know that I will be singing at the Dakota on the 16th. That is MLK Day. And I'm doing a concert at 7 p.m. at the Dakota. My brother Fred will be at Crooner's on the 15th. That's Sunday, MLK Sunday. And that will be 6:30 p.m. at Crooner's. So come check us out. One at Crooner's, one at Dakota. All right. It's been a pleasure having you with us tonight. Jonathan, if you love drummers, let me tell you, dude, go check Brandon out. He is one of the best in this state. Seriously. Go check it out. That's all I'm saying.
I will see what I can do.
All right. Coming up next, of course, is the Mom and Michael Hour, but my son is not able to come tonight, and I'm so sorry about that. However, Jonathan and I will have a great time. We got plenty to talk about. Oh, my goodness. We have plenty to talk about. So don't go anywhere. We're going to have some fun in the next hour, and I can't wait to be with you all. Oh, and those that can come to the show, remember, I'm going to give hugs out, and more hugs out at the Dakota on the 16th of this month.